need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, porn stars and comics, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. No sex dolls here tonight. We do have a sex bonobo, but I think all the human-looking people are actually human. So we are all children of sex, brothers and sisters. Can I get an amen?
Amen! Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women!
Ah, yes, indeed. I want to welcome you, put them with the piggy since it's the year of the pig, to the little love church of the Bonobo Way. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your humble servant and your mistress of the airwaves. And your love doctor and your mother confessor. That's right, mommy stuff. So, we're in our new digs in the brand new village of Bonoboville. We're excited tonight. We've got, of course, my lovely, funny, and sexy assistant, Sunshine McWayne. And we have two really exciting guests that we're going to talk to in a minute, but I'm going to regale you with my thoughts about things. But I'll just briefly say we have Violet. Robert Golden, a.k.a. Chico de Oro. And so, you know, that's why we're calling the show for now, unless we come up with something more exciting in the course of events. It's Violet Gold, which sounds kind of like a golden shower. I don't know.
Yeah, golden shower.
Yeah, I don't know. But I actually have my squirting show up right now that I did with Fine Sisterhood. So check it out. It's a great podcast on how to experience female ejaculation if you never had, or what's all this squirting all about. And no, it's not pee. No, pee is okay, but it's a different thing. It's holy water, brothers and sisters. It's good for the skin. And it's Amrita. That's the Indian way of the Hindu, but not American Indian, native. Well, there's probably a native way to say it, but I don't know what that is. I do know the Hindu way is Amrita. And right now you can find it on the Fine Sisterhood app. And I'm chatting about it with the fabulous Anna and Maria. They're very sexy ladies. And so, you know, audio sex or audio erotica or oral sex, not O-R-A-L sex, but A-U-R-A-L sex. This is a spelling lesson, brothers and sisters. I'm also your teacher. You better spell it right or I spank you. Anyway, Right now, you can listen to me on NPR. Can I get an amen?
Amen! Amen.
Can I get an amen, women?
Amen!
NPR, brothers and sisters. And it's the station WBUR, Boston station, in conjunction with Reddit. And it's a podcast called Endless Thread. And it is kind of an endless thread of talk. But I'm on in the beginning and at the end. They do the best in the beginning and save it for last. So, you know, that's fun. And it's a podcast called Gone Wild Audio. Check it out. It's on my page with the lips. You can see it. Biting of the lip. You know, it's very oral, both kinds of oral. And we talk about oral sex therapy, A-U-R-A-L, audio, and the pleasures and the perils and the powers of audio erotica, from romantic to consensual, non-consensual. That's a thing. It's a big thing, actually. We might talk about that a little bit later. But there is a thing, consensual, non-consensual, BDSM. Obviously, it's BDSM. And it's an emphasis on consensual. But you kind of act like, I don't want it. You have to have a safe word that's not no or stop. You know, you have a safe word like piggy or bonobo, you know, and that helps you to stop the scene if it gets out of control. Anyway, I talk with the hosts of Endless Thread, giving them a shout out now, Brock Johnson and Mallory Sivertson. I think I'm pronouncing that right, but I don't know. And then there's a bunch of other audiophiles on the show, and things even get a little political, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, when we play and discuss Desert Susan, which Captain Max produced many, many moons ago when we hadn't even gotten married yet. We hadn't even had sex yet. This was our foreplay, was making Desert Susan.
Desert Susan.
It was. And, you know, it's very, it was very romantical. And, you know, it included our politics, which is anti-war. And it included our horniness, which is wild. Audio gone wild. Anyway, I'm on at the beginning and at the end. They start and finish with the best, of course. And in between are some other nice folks telling their torrid tales of oral sex. Yes, A-U-R-A-L and O-R-A-L. And Harry Sapien, that's right, my fabulous Dr. Susan Block Show photographer, as well as general manager of the Dr. Susan Block Institute and Bonoboville. He is on the show in the beginning, so you don't have to listen to much before you will hear his sexy voice saying, what do you say? Something like, Dr. Susie will be right with you. Yeah, they loved that. That's why they included it, Harry. You've got a career as an audio erotic performer. Anyway, I don't want to blow your cover or anything, but listen to his sexy voice and you won't need to hear the rest. Just tune into the beginning. So, yeah, and then Squirt, Holy Water, we've got that. We've got a lot of audio going on right now, which is cool, you know, because video is great and this show is video, but you can always listen to it. We put them on the SoundCloud and also on the blog. You can just listen. If you don't want to be distracted from our sapiosexual wisdom and wit by the fabulous images, because images are, of course, very distracting. And speaking of distractions, yeah, make love, not war, shoot water guns, not real guns, yeah. I'm making sunshine very wet. And by the way, Facebook, you should know, she is wearing a lace top, but there are pasties over her nipples. So, you know, this
so you
is...
You can't get me in trouble.
No, no. She's got pasties. You cannot see the nipples.
You can't get me in trouble.
So we're, I think we're cool. I hope we're cool.
Oh.
Facebook is so fickle. But anyway.
Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like boobs. I don't, everybody likes boobs.
No, Marky Z is not for me and boobs. And not for Free the Nipple. That Marky.
I'm all for the itty bitty titty committee.
Oh, all right. Well, I like that. I have itty bitty titties, but I wear this fabulous contraption that makes my titties look about two sizes larger. But those of you who know me well know I'm a member of the itty bitty titty committee. Now, Sunshine has, I don't know, what's your size?
I don't know anymore. They used to be 36B, but since I put on weight, I put on weight,
I'm a B,
I think they're a little...
Or B minus. All right. Well, we might get the privilege of seeing them later.
Just be
but
careful.
I just want to say quickly, hopefully, I don't know if I hope we have a discussion about this, but, you know, today I always talk about what's in the news live a little bit. And if you're tuned in live, then... We just learned that Jeffrey Epstein is dead, or so they said. Suicide, they say, but Twitter says murder? Oy vey. Or maybe he escaped with a lot of help from important people. We don't know, and it's funny. I mean, it's not funny, okay? It's a tragedy, what he was involved in. It's terrible, and of course now he's dead, and a lot of people are upset that they can't get their day at court. We assume he's dead, although some people had convincing cases that he slipped out the back, Jack. Something like that. I don't know.
When
but I'm wearing
air, you can
my violet Heidi Fleiss thong that I got from Heidi when she was selling clothing.
Wow.
She had a whole clothing thing. Yeah, Heidi Ware. This is my thong. I can't show the whole thing
because
Facebook is going to get a little bent out of shape. I can show a little more of it, a little more butt cheek, but not much, Marky Z.
Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like butt either. He doesn't like
not really.
He doesn't like boobs. He doesn't like butt.
Anyway, why am I wearing Heidi Fleiss? I mean, she had nothing that I know of to do with Jeffrey Epstein, but... She was good friends with Dennis Hoff, who Max and I met in the early 1990s, and who also died, we think, of very mysterious circumstances when he became world famous for being the pimp who won the Republican seat in Nevada State Legislature. So there's something, I don't know, I don't like to be a conspiracy theorist, really, although maybe I do. It's kind of... I don't know, but Epstein is much richer, was, than Hoff, and accused of nastier things, much nastier things. I mean, Hoff was, his age that he liked was 22, which is young, but considering
but
he was in his 70s or something, but legal, right. And Epstein appears to have been into some secret pimping, and Hoff was very out in the open. And, I mean, I got along great with Hoff up until he went from libertarian to Republican. And then, you know, I didn't want to be part of that with Sheriff Arpaio and all these awful people. Although, you know, Ron Jeremy, we are still friends with Ron Jeremy. He's still kicking.
Is he alive?
But Ron Jeremy, as far as I know, he is alive.
Does Ron Jeremy have a Hollywood star?
He should. He really should. I think that, does Hoff have a Hollywood star? I kind of think he does.
No, Hoff doesn't.
He doesn't? Okay. Well,
I mean, if Trump does, has one, then how come these other
the horny
people
hedgehogs should definitely have one?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in any case, the conspiracy theorists about Epstein, the Republican ones, they kind of accuse the Clintons of offing him. This is my dildo. My Bill Clinton dildo that I got many years ago. And yeah, they're coming out with a true crime story about Bill that Monica is making. So dildo is still in the news, and they say, you know, the Republicans say that he and Hillary had this done somehow. And then there's probably an equal number of Democrats who say that, you know, it's the doings of the Trump crime family. And I don't know who did what, but I have a tendency to hate Trump. I know, it's political, and I don't know if he did anything. Although Bill Barr was like acting like, oh, what happened? The guy died. Yeah, on your watch. So I'm spanking the president's balls, and not so much for that as for these mass murders. And I do wonder, was this effected in part to distract us from the horror of mass murder, of children being put away in concentration camps, and of the ICE invasion of that Mississippi chicken plant that I think belongs to the Koch brothers. It's all very incestuous, you know, all very weird, and it's happening. So I just want to say, you could talk about it here. I mean, you can call us at 626-461-5950. Or if you want to call our toll-free number, that's 1-866-289-7068. And you can talk to us about, you know, the mystery, or maybe you just don't care, or... I mean, but I'm curious, did it distract you from the mass murders? Because it distracted me.
Of course it distracted
a little,
everybody.
You know. Yeah, it's a distraction.
And the big thing now is cutting up the pie.
Yeah, the pie.
Everybody wants to cut up the pie. Those mansions and jets.
Oh, his pie.
And everybody's moving in. It's like the kids, you know, when you're about to die, they all want your silverware.
Well, he didn't have any kids. He just has these kids that he went after.
Who's going to
anyway,
get the plates?
I don't know. I don't care who gets his plates. Although I think that quite a lot of it should be, you know, donated to charities, both women's charities, you know, to help women who are victims of abuse, as well as, you know, continue with him helping scientists, because that was one thing that he did. One good thing that he did was he helped a lot of scientists. So anyway, we're live tonight. We want to talk to you, 626-461-5950. Talk about what's on your mind, in your heart, or between your legs.
Three orgasms a day.
He had three orgasms. You know, I think that's a good amount. I don't know. I certainly think it's terrible that he seems to have been having sex with underage girls. But having sex toys in the sink, I don't know. I don't have a problem with that. Of course, if you're doing it with underage girls, that's bad. But I don't know if they found the sex toys. Anyway, I don't know a lot. I am not one of these people that follow it. It's just that it happened today. So I'm like, whoa.
I do want to know the parents.
Where were the parents?
Mom, Dad, I'm going on the island for the weekend.
I'll be back
in about a week.
In those situations, I find the parents can be just as exploitive as the pedophile.
Of course. You
know? I mean, the guy's filthy, stinking rich.
Oh, you're
like,
going to Jeffrey's. Sure.
$2,000 for your daughter for the weekend.
Maybe they're hoping that he's going to give them a modeling contract or marry
or
them.
Or purses from the finding of watches.
Everybody forgot about R. Kelly, you know. I mean, people used to toss their kids to him day and night because they wanted them to be on.
There's a Facebook page. It's like, storm R. Kelly's house. He can't pee on all of us. Have you joined it? I found
part of
it.
That.
What?
I'm definitely part of that.
Go look it up. It's so funny.
I can't do it, though, because R. Kelly, like, you know, like, he was playing when I first had phone sex. He was playing when I had real sex. I'm just saying, R. Kelly is ingrained in my sexual lifestyle. I'm sorry.
Well, so do you pee on people?
I mean, my last name is Golden, so, I mean, you can have me on, too.
How was it? Was it great? Was it just interesting? Was it?
You know, people are people. I ain't going to put nobody on blast because there's a lot of weirdos out there. You know,
Well, we just are into consensual, great, kinky sex with adults.
Exactly.
Okay. But, you know, there's all this other stuff going on, and then we talk about it. And, you know, we got to deal with it. We still feel It's worse to kill people. And so shoot the gun between your legs, brothers and sisters. And so anyway, I want to introduce my guests again. Talking right now is comic Robert Golden. And you can have all the golden shower fantasies you want. He says he's not opposed to that. Which is... Golden?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
It sounds Jewish.
I see, and that's the thing. They laugh, but I've never met a Jewish person that didn't like me.
Right, right. Well, with a name like Golden, we kind of have to. But I... you anyway, and you know, tonight. So I also like that you're from Louisiana, which is a great state, and you're not from New Orleans.
Oh no.
Ramblin'. Where is Ramblin'?
Grambling is North Louisiana. It's about 45 minutes south of Arkansas, and it's a great place where time didn't touch until probably about 2000, where everything was just black. And then also Grambling has Grambling State University, which is a home of Eddie Robinson, the second most winningest coach in college football history behind Joe Paterno. And also we were the first halftime show of the Super Bowl, Grambling State Marching Band.
All right, but I kind of go blank when I hear about most sports. But I don't know anything about sports. But you left, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I had to leave.
You came to L.A. to
Did you say happily?
I had to
had
leave.
To oh, leave had to but leave. Also maybe happily. and how long you been in L.A.?
I've been in Los Angeles for 4 months.
Oh, that's new. You're very new.
Very new.
Like his first day there, I met him at Comedy Store.
Wow.
He'd only been there like maybe 2 days or something.
Yeah,
cool. Well, so I heard you say that you watched Real Sex on HBO.
Absolutely.
Where I did some episodes, you know.
About the speakeasy and all that good
stuff.
Yeah. I mean, HBO helped me with my sexuality immensely.
Good.
Pimps up, holds down, hookers on point after the fact. What else? Taxi cab confessions.
Yeah.
Shock video. I mean, HBO had me lined up with everything.
And it was always very sex educational, not just exploitative.
Exactly.
And it did have an understanding that young people would be watching and to try to help young people with their sexuality, as well as the older people. You know, we need help too. So, yeah. So, and I'm going to have to give you a spanking because you were late.
You know what? Do your worst.
He wants a spanking.
My worst.
Your worst. I mean, if you got something better than that, go for it.
Oh, okay. I got a lot of things. All right. We'll get to that. But first, I want to introduce my beautiful guest. Not that you're not beautiful, but Violet Cox is very beautiful.
Wow.
And, thank you.
And she is here. She's kind of a porn star, I guess.
Yeah.
And you're in Facebook jail right now for no good reason, Facebookers. It's really tough. Marky Z is the biggest censor on the internet, and he's worse with Instagram. But in any case, she's also on Twitter, and her Twitter is really funny. It says she's LA-based, 100% nympho.
Absolutely.
Wow, I gotta see more of that. Self-booking, that's like self-pleasuring, but booking.
Be your own.
Maybe you're masturbating with a book.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm too much fun, she says. Not for us.
It's a problem.
Oh, no, we don't have a problem with it. Although the death metal, I don't know if we're so into death metal. But we'll see. We'll see. So Keith Ward is on Facebook Live, is that it?
Yes.
And he's saying, how about the media blaming Russia for killing Jeffrey Epstein?
I guess so.
Is that in, you know, I never know when they write on, I mean, the media blames Russia for
everything
for getting the flu. I mean, Russia. And I'm not a big fan of Putin, although I don't think that's by any means the worst that Trump has done. He has done so much worse. And I kind of think it's cool to have a bromance with the other guy, you know. So I'm sort of, you know, they're like these two piggies.
Aww,
I think
kawaii.
This one would be Trump, the one on the bottom. And the one on the top would be Putin, would be my guess. Although they might switch, and I don't know. But they are definitely, you know, kind of admirers of each other. And I don't think that's a bad thing. And, yeah, people blame Russia for everything. And the whole, you know, Mueller case maybe will come up with some good impeachment.
Do people really think that Putin admires Trump?
Oh, no. I think what they
think
is that
Putin
he's the puppet,
Trump.
As they were saying in the debate. You're the puppet. No, you're the puppet. I think the idea is that Putin feels that Trump is a useful idiot.
Exactly.
Presidents right here. Although, you know, unfortunately, he's still presidents. But in any case, yeah, gun control. We need it. I mean, because I don't know what is... I mean, I think people were inspired by Trump, but sometimes they're inspired by other people, not just Trump. And the problem really is too many guns. That's the only problem that we have in America that that the other countries don't have. They have video games. There's nothing wrong with video games. There's nothing wrong with entertainment. Being violent. I don't like violent entertainment. It's not for me. But I would not censor the violent entertainment makers. I just... Then that's a slippery slope to censoring the sex makers. Mm. It sure is. So that brings me to a curious picture of Violet, who I adore so much. I actually wore Violet. Again, remember we had Violet on the other show. I had to come up with a different
Violet porn star.
Outfit.
Oh, really? I'm flattered that you wore Violet just for me.
I did.
Proud.
Yeah, yeah. Violet Myers was on the show.
You're actually wearing Violet, though.
Well, yeah, I rep myself.
Yeah. Yeah, you Thank are. You. And you look well wrapped for now while we're on with Marky Z. Although hopefully you'll unwrap.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But, I mean, what's with the gun? You're licking the gun on your Twitter.
Just being kinda, sexy, right?
Kind of interesting.
Definitely.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, I think I captioned that, if I fuck this gun, am I a real American? And I think it was kind of a commentary on that. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I definitely just wanted to be sexual, and, like, guns are, you know, popular. But I think there should be more gun control.
No, the video games.
I mean, we were burning witches at the stake before there were ever video games, and there was like two world wars before there was ever video games. So, I mean, I love video games, but I had to stop playing them. They were
video
like,
game,
right? Oh yeah, no, I had to stop playing them. They were like cracked to me. I mean,
but you know what? I understand licking a gun. Hopefully, it wasn't loaded. I play with my water gun. And I enjoy it. Do you want to get squirted?
I absolutely do want to get squirted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Yes.
It feels nice
cum.
And cold,
Eat
doesn't it?
Cum. You want?
I've gotten residuals.
You got residuals.
Oh, yeah. Residuals.
All right. Well, I don't... Non-consensually, I always ask. Although I'm butthurt. Oh. Okay, well, no, you're going to get a spanking. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to get a good spanking.
I was early, but can I sign up for a spanking as well?
You could. I think maybe we should give one to our comedian first.
He was late.
He was late, right?
I wasn't late. What?
No. This will teach you, Violet, to be so punctual. You're missing out on the spanking.
Exactly.
You even had excuses, like
the second mouse gets the cheese. Yeah, that's how it works, right?
Yeah. Well, you said you wanted a spanking. I don't want to give it to you if you don't.
Second mouse, I've never heard that before.
Sort of.
What, you never heard the second mouse gets the cheese?
No.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, you learned something. Yeah. Now I know.
Oh yeah. I'm getting a spanking. Oh joy.
Oh, joy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, right there. Go on and put it on. Go on
and put this it right is going to be consensual.
This is consensual. Oh.
This is Goddess Phoenix's beautiful fiber optic whip.
Whoa.
And Sunshine wants to get involved.
I was just picking out a wedgie, but okay.
You probably have a stronger hand than I do.
Yeah.
That's what you think. What do I spank him with? I spank him with my hand?
Well, I could spank him.
Spank him with the microphone or the book?
The Bonobo way. Yeah.
Spank him with a spanky thing.
Oh, yeah, he's making sounds. Does that mean it hurts? Or
is this good or bad?
No, get it. All right, y'all just watch the nuts now. I won't do that.
Okay, I went too low. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't intend to go that low, but...
I think he's suffered enough.
Oh,
okay,
yeah, that was
let's,
good
let's
right
hear
there.
It for Rob Golden. Chico Dior.
And I accidentally went a little too low.
Yeah, my prostate just kind of tingled a little. I like it.
Yeah. Nice. So, we're going to be spanking... the lovely Violet very shortly because she wants to be spanked.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. But we should say where you're from. Or you should say where you're from.
LA, born and raised.
LA. I'm not going to say the specific area. She told me that, but she wants to say LA. So there is a sort of specific area. But I think, you know, not everybody in her world knows what a hot nympho she is. All right?
Oh yeah.
But we know. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you like best to do as an nympho?
I mean, I've been recently getting really into more like kinky, like fetish stuff. And like, I mean, I think the reason I haven't explored that more in my life before this is just like, I mean, when I would meet up with boys, they'd be like, oh, I'm so kinky. And then they would just like lightly tap me, I'd be like, get the fuck out of my house. Like, what are you doing? Like, or like, oh, I like choked a girl for like 5 seconds before I'm into BDSM. And I'm like, no, like, I want you to like punch me in my face consensually, but like, okay. You know, like, and they're like, oh, yeah, like, I like once used handcuffs in high school. And I'm like, yeah, like, my ass was purple last week from getting spanked so hard, and that's like what I'm into. So, like, you're not, I don't think this is gonna work out. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I love like the adrenaline rush I get just from like, I mean, like, for me, it's, like, a woman, like, I found, like, a lot of, like, power and, like, you know, healing, like, yes, through, like, my sexuality and being open and, like, you know, with, like, the kink and the BDSM, you know, like, that comes from, like, you know, past hurts that got healed by, like, exploring that and, like, it, like, turned what was, like, pain into, like, pleasure. And, like, a lot of people don't understand that, like, how healing BDSM can be for people, especially people with, like, trauma histories and stuff. But, like, I have a lot of friends that found, like, such healing through, like, being open and, like, exploring like that.
Well, that's great. And, you know, we talk about that on Endless Thread Gone Wild Audio, the NPR show, you know, talking mostly with women, young women who really enjoy doing this consensual, non-consensual type of sex fantasy. Mostly audio, but they enter into the reality too. And, you know, it's something you should only do with someone you trust, but yeah, you know, it can be exciting for a lot of people, especially in our culture that is so violent. It's like the violence is hard to escape, and so it's a good idea to, if it turns you on, try to incorporate it in a consensual way. And BDSM is all about that. We go to DomCon every year and talk about the bonobo way, because the bonobos are the make love not war female empowered chimpanzees who swing from the trees as well as with each other, and they are also into taking care of their males. It's not just one of these the women are in charge type things. How come this is very close? This whose camera is that? Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't want it.
And one day I'm going to convince us to bring a baby bonobo on the show.
No, we cannot do that. You know, they're highly endangered.
Begging and
they're endangered. And the problem with doing that is when people do bring baby bonobos out into the world, and people have done it, sometimes that baby bonobo gets sick and then brings the disease home to the other bonobos. And they're so endangered, we just, and it's been done, it happens. So we just don't want to do that. But we can visit them at the San Diego Zoo, and maybe soon we'll have a field trip.
Oh, yeah, that sounds awesome. A field trip.
Go to the zoo. And, oh, my goodness, shout out to Mistress Phoenix's friend. I'm trying to remember her name, Dom Azalea, I think. Anyway, she's a totally cool Dom who's transgender, and she is now visiting the bonobos, or she was visiting the bonobos in France.
In Congo?
She's in France. No, at another zoo. It's like a wildlife park in France. The something des singes, you know, and singe is chimpanzees in French. Francais. So, thank you for posting that on my page. And so, so it sounds like you are able to do this with consensual friends and colleagues.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of people like get into the industry for the money, but honestly, I'm doing it because I have so much fun. For me, like doing sex work has like boosted my confidence and like, you know, it's just like allowed me to like explore like a totally new world and like meet like-minded people, like hopefully, you know, and I just think it's so much fun. Like, I mean, I love being naked, first of all. I love having sex.
I'm a like-minded person.
Oh, yeah? Hey.
You know, nothing wrong with a dildo. And this is a bad dragon dildo. Have you ever seen you like those?
I've seen them online, but I haven't seen one in person.
And this is for those of us who want to say, Jesus is in me now.
Oh, God.
And this is a jackhammer Jesus dildo. Now, you didn't grow up with much religion, is that right?
I grew up in a spiritual house. My brother actually left to become a monk at the same time I became a stripper, so I don't think I'm the favorite child, but, you know.
Well, okay. But our comedian, Robert, he did grow up. I don't know how he grew up, but you go to church twice a week.
Yeah, I go to church twice a week. You know, church is a wonderful place.
I'm not against church. I'm all for church. I call this the Church of the Bonobo Way, but it's a little bit different.
So it's the third time. Okay, we got it now.
Yeah. So you go, you like the Baptists the best? You go to different
churches? Absolutely, because pastor helped you get laid. You know, see, you went to Catholic church. You know, when you go to Catholic church, the priest, he tried to keep him for himself. But pastor's about prosperity. He want everybody to get laid. So when you go to the black church, you always sit next to the woman you want the most because he's going to say, all right, everybody get up.
Yeah.
Turn to the left. Tell your neighbor you love him. Give him a hug. Got foreplay going right there. So then you go and ask him out for catfish after the, you know, service, you know, and then you go get the fish. Then you go over to their house, you know, to drop them off. And then, you know, I always say is four
sounds
words.
Like a great
that
idea, you know, Robert.
I'm sorry, three words you're not supposed to hear. As my pastor said, right? But when pastors say, be fruitful and multiply, and if my pastor said, I need a man in my life, then that's the only time pastor right. But other than that, we don't listen to pastor, you know. So, yeah, pastor will help you get played.
All right. Well, I love my Jesus jackhammer, although I have to cover up the bottom for Marky Z.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can get an unk, too, you know, because the unk is just representative of the penis entering the vagina.
It is. I have this vulva puppet, and the Jesus jackhammer enters the vulva puppet, and you could say Jesus is in the vulva puppet.
Very nice.
Yes. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. So, okay, well, now you said you would like a spanking.
Oh, I would love one.
And we'll do one first that's kind of tame for Marky Z. By the way, I do want to mention, since you were talking about fish, that there are dolphins behind you.
And I'm a Pisces.
Are you a double Pisces?
Yes, I'm a Pisces.
Oh, okay.
With the Cancer moon.
No wonder you cared that I was a Gemini.
Exactly.
Because we're kind of opposite.
Exactly. You rule the hands, I rule the feet. You know?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's how it works. You know, like,
that's
I used to like to torture Gemini women. Because I grab both hands and they're like, I can't breathe. And it's the funniest shit ever.
Right, right. I don't know.
He's laughing because he knows what I'm talking about.
I do
about.
Like my hands to be free. But you like bondage?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, do you have any chain thought? With you?
Oh, you know, I always wear a collar, but I forgot my leash.
Oh, the leash. Okay. Well.
Maybe we'll invite her back when the bondage people come
What's
back,
your
right?
Sign, yeah.
What's my sign?
Yeah.
I'm a Leo, and Leos are the best. Just
oh,
they're
Leos,
say.
Yeah. You know, Leos, it's some crybabies. You tell them real nice stuff.
Oh, those are crybabies.
Yeah.
You're just jealous, like, honestly.
You want to be a better man.
Leos are the best sign. Crab. It's okay.
I know. You know, you get all dramatic.
Leos are very sexy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're exhibitionists.
You get dramatic with it, and they just fall out. They just like, I can't do it no more. It's like, yeah, I got you.
Okay, I'm trying to get this here so that there's enough slack.
You don't cut her no slack. Go.
She likes less slack, right?
Well, oh, yeah.
Exactly. You put on
You're not wrong.
Okay. And I'm going to tie up your hair.
I'm dying of curiosity. Yeah. What are you doing, Dr. Susan?
I'm tying the bonobo, Go Bonobos to her. Actually, I'll just do it like that.
And okay. Then what?
Okay, so now I'm going to lead you over to this.
By the way, this is not sex trafficking.
No,
no, she's 24 years old.
This is sex walking.
This is sex walking, yes.
Sex walking.
Okay, so we're going to walk you over here.
There's no traffic.
Yeah, there we go. A nice saunter right there.
That's right. And you can just bend over. And Sunshine will hold your microphone. And
yep, this is why I came to L.A.
You can scream into my microphone.
Let's see what's under here. Oh, some panties. Okay.
That strokes my
ego. Get a nice view.
Yeah, this is why I came to Los Angeles right here. Everything's been justified right now. In this moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why I gotta wear pants with no belt? What kind of shit is this?
Yeah. So colorful.
I know.
And such a naughty girl. Do you like to be called a naughty girl?
Oh, I love it. I love to be degraded.
How have you been naughty? What have you done?
How degrading.
What have I done?
Confess to your mother, confessor.
Oh, I've just been a dirty little whore, to be honest.
Okay, well, that's
okay,
a start.
Okay, this sounds like, doesn't sound like confessing, sounds like bragging, but.
Ooh, okay. Well, maybe I need to be punished for that then.
A dirty little whore. All right, well, I'm spanking here.
Dr. Susan, I want to use your hands for a second.
You want to use my hands?
Yes.
Read the bonobo way or get red from it.
We do book spankings.
Heel.
Some people do book readings.
Heel.
We do book spankings.
BDSM and education at the same time. You're killing two birds with one.
Now, I know I'm not hitting you that hard because we're on Facebook
like
and I'm working up to it.
That's more
yeah,
like it.
Marquise already hates me enough.
Yeah, this is a hashtag me too. This is
popular. He doesn't hate you. He's just not ready for you, honey. He's not ready for
she
you.
She has a great ass, if anybody's curious.
Yeah,
about
I'm jealous.
The level of ass
ready for.
We have here is a really, really beautiful ass. And you notice that I cupped my hand. She'd probably be okay if I just slapped her. But, you know, when you cup the hand, you know, you're basically giving it more of a diffused thud. Oh. Right. That
so it doesn't hurt as bad when you cup
basically
your hand?
Basically, it doesn't hurt as bad.
It
and it doesn't hurt your hand as bad.
Drink.
That's the main thing. We are concerned about the mistress's hand.
So. I got a nice strong
not her
hand
ass,
right here.
Just... You know, touch your hand.
This hand is strong. I got the strong hand. This is pimp hand right here.
He's got a strong hand. He keeps advertising himself.
Yeah.
Do you want him to give you a whack?
Are you going to leave a bruise? Is that the best way to do it?
Oh, what?
Okay, he's stronger than me.
Yeah,
okay, she wants a bruise.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh. I can't control myself.
My ass has that effect on people, honestly. That's not right. You.
I have to be in charge.
Then that's a nice ass.
Okay, that is a nice ass. And let's have a hand for Violet Booty. Booty has basically turned violet.
What a nice ass.
What a nice ass.
Absolutely.
I mean...
I'll give it
we
five
should
stars.
Do that spanking. We'll let you get over it a little bit, but then we're going to do it with less clothing.
Oh, yeah.
So before we go to our, you know, non-Facebook camera, I just want to know, do you have any questions for Violet?
Questions? Yeah, you know, are you into biting? Yes,
biting.
Biting?
Yes, biting. Yes, this is something that is hard for me to pass off. I like almost skin-breaking biting.
Wow.
I mean, personally, leaving bruises and marks on me is a huge turn-on for me. So, yeah, I mean, anything that's going to leave a mark, I love it.
Yeah. Now, this is interesting because I have a client that's into biting who I talked to for... like several hours this week, and he's mainly a foot fetishist and wants to bite the foot, but he's also into biting other parts, and I just was trying to help him to be able to convey this to women, because, you know, it's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy. Like, it's like I sit there, I go for it, and they be like, and I'm just like, no,
you have
I'm
to
a
tell
very
them ahead
rough
of time,
person.
Right?
Yeah, communication is key.
You can try to communicate, but they're like, I never, but you don't know till you try it. So I just got to just spring it on them, you know? Like,
no wonder they don't like it.
Yeah. You know, they don't like it, but it's because I was bitten by a werethot when I was like 23.
A werewolf?
Oh, no, a werethot. She had like gold teeth, and she was from Monroe, Louisiana. It was a Circle K park.
That's a werethot for sure.
And, like, 5 o'clock in the morning in my 1988 Ford Aerostar minivan audition. Yeah, this is, I mean...
A werethought, like
a werethought, like a werewolf.
A thought is supposed to be like thought, a hoe, you know?
And she bit me, right? And then my standards just dropped automatically. Like, I was like, I like all the ratchet shit.
Well, why don't you ask the women to bite you?
Mm. But it's just the thing. I love to be bitten. And they're just like, but I don't know. I mean, am I doing it too hard? I'm like, if I don't stop you, keep going.
Bite out of you.
Hey, go for it. You know what I mean? I got plenty of meat ready. You go and go for it. It don't matter.
Wow.
When I was a stripper, I bit all my customers.
You did. You bit all of them.
I mean, if I ever did a lap dance, I would always bite. And I mean, unless if the guy seemed to have poor personal hygiene, no, I wouldn't bite.
Okay.
Oh, like if I'm doing a lap dance and I can barely be near,
you gotta make sure you take a bath
before
the bite.
Exactly. See, my sex, my STD thing came back clean. My liver, I don't have. Syphilis,
well, that's good.
Free to be bitten,
that's an important part of hygiene.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
I think she's just talking about, you know, taking a shower.
Well, you know, that's also important. I like my women to have a little musk.
Oh,
God.
A musk. Yeah, seriously.
This
I mean,
crazy.
But this is you we're talking about.
I like pheromones. I mean, I want to know his pussy. This is amazing. When she got a little musk to her, you know, I mean, you know, I like to lick past her. That's why I like Bush.
Well, we're finding out a little bit more about the situation.
From now on in public, he's going to walk down the street and random people are just going to bite him and, like, women are going to shove their armpits in his face.
Go for it. I mean, I like it. I like thick women's armpits and breathe in their face.
Let me ask you something.
You make a call here.
You do the finger test.
What the taste test?
The sniff.
No, see what I do is, right, I like to finger then make her taste it first, because if she head back, then obviously that just let me know I shouldn't be tasting it either.
Oh, God.
He's thinking of another...
this is a great conversation.
Another caller, not a client, but... but he didn't like he didn't like to go down. He didn't like to go down on women.
What?
AJ. So he would do the smell test behind their back.
He was so funny.
He was funny, though.
That was one of the funniest
calls. I like
calls.
Feet, too. I got, like, a manageable foot fetish.
Funny. Yeah, you're a Pisces.
AJ,
but see, here's the catch, though. Women work so much now that they got, like, athlete's foot. So then now you got to go. You know, they wear their shoes all day. They working. Yeah. on your toes first before I even put them in my mouth. You know, it is.
Well, actually, when I lost my virginity, I didn't know my boyfriend had a foot fetish, and I had been walking around barefoot around the mall for like 4 hours. And then I went home to him, and I lost my virginity. He started making out with my feet, but they were like basically black because I'd been walking barefoot for like 4 hours. But he didn't seem to mind at all. Like he was like getting like all up in there. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I do have cute feet though, but no, probably
how are
they're black
now.
Oh, I just got a pedicure. They're nice.
Let's take these off. Woman's foot bottom. Yeah, let's see the white woman's foot bottom. Like, no, seriously, that's like something that I have. I like to look at white women's foot bottoms to see what they look like.
I think guys that are feet fetish, they like the more dirtier your feet are, it seems like they like it more. You know?
Especially this one. He likes some dirty thongs.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean,
no,
hey, here
no.
I am.
He's gonna bite.
I like toe rings and anklets and stuff. Yeah, I like foot accessories. It just makes me hot.
Well, this is definitely a foot accessory.
Oh, yeah, major
let me
foot
see
accessory.
What them feet look
I
like.
I love it.
Wow, this is complicated.
They're very complicated.
Here, I'll hold this.
Well, you need some help. We help you get them shoes.
Maybe. Okay, the reveal is happening. I'm glad I got a pedicure recently.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad too.
Oh,
there's your cute little socky. Little pink.
Let me
pink
see,
pedicure.
Let me see that foot bottom. Let me see. All right, so I'll get that foot bottom out. Come on. Yeah, you know, but I like how you got a lot of foot and a little toe, you know.
It's just,
yeah, because you know, when
it
gets the toe and get long,
a lot
it starts to get weird.
Yeah. Robert, you want to show your feet too?
No. Especially because he likes the musky.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
you
yeah,
have musky
yeah,
feet.
You know,
okay,
it could
okay,
be
we'll
musky
pass,
feet.
We'll pass,
yeah,
we'll pass,
you know, yeah. My feet ain't fit.
Yeah, here, hold that. All right, so.
I really like the pink toenail polish.
Here, put your feet
yay!
Up.
Yeah, there
my
we go.
Feet?
Let's see some more white
guys,
foot bottom.
I thought you guys take care of your feet. I don't have any toenail polish.
Yeah, yeah, let's see some bottom
oh,
right
God.
North Carolina foot bottom right there. There we go.
All
right.
Right. That's what North Carolina feet bottom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, that's the that's
it's,
a,
it's
that
literally
that's
a tar
Daisy
heel
foot,
foot
bottom right there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, kawaii.
So, okay. So, I think... how much time do we have? Should we go from the Facebook camera to the DrSusie.tv camera now?
It is
now?
11:32.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I don't remember when we started, but...
8 minutes late.
All right. So, Facebookers, we are now going to get into a little nudité with
what?
The beautiful and delectable...
Selectable, collectible.
Yeah.
Unneglectable.
I don't know what to do.
Oh, yeah. Now, you like Cox. Do you like Bill Clinton?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I like that version of Bill Clinton.
Right. This is the version. Bildo.
Yeah. I like the Bildo.
Okay. I don't know if we can do this before Facebook is over. After, we'll do this. But now, I think we're going to turn
also,
to Facebook.
Also, he needs a condom.
Huh?
He needs a condom.
He needs a condom?
He's going to stick his head
anywhere. He needs a Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah, okay. Do we have a condom around here?
Yeah.
We do.
I definitely do not.
They're in here. But first, let's do another... Oh, don't take those. Don't. In fact, you should take the other one off.
Okay.
Yeah, you could do that while we're still on Facebook. Maybe somebody can help you with that?
You can take your shoes off on Facebook.
There we go. Yeah, we can do it.
Right?
I don't know. Marky's out to get
me. You can take your shoes off on Facebook.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
I think
you can
that
take
that's
your shoes off on Facebook. Yeah.
Allowed.
Absolutely acceptable.
You're going to have naked feet.
Exactly. Yeah,
ooh, scandalous.
Naked feet.
It's like Prince.
With all those little girls. Live in that shoe. There's 10 little girls in there.
As long as it's not
five
a old lady
shoe.
In the shoe, that's all right.
All right, these are coming off.
Oh, yeah.
And I love how they have the little hearts.
There we go. Yeah, get that too. I get it all.
Well, he's very helpful.
Oh yeah. My posse and
nature. Okay. So now, I think now we can turn the Facebook camera to the Bonobo Way. Yeah, and you can come over here and maybe do a little strip tease.
Oh, yeah.
And I will
All right, Facebookers, we're going to leave you, but you can go to Bonoboville and go into the lounge.
Yes.
And you can watch the whole thing uncensored, and it's free, okay? And you can even join Bonoboville, and you're going to meet some very, very interesting people.
And you can also do it on drsuzy.tv. DrSuzy.tv is where you can watch for free.
And we've taken down all our paywalls, except if you'd like to donate to this great cause that's called sex.
You can donate. Yes, that's donate. True. Yes. All right. So here we have the fantastic Violet Cox. Can you hold her microphone?
Oh, yeah.
And she is now going to give us some breast therapy.
Oh, Facebook. Whoa.
No Facebook for this. These are beautiful nipples.
And beautiful all natural ones.
They are pierced. They are pierced with lovely little rings.
Oh. Slut belly button ring.
Slut belly button.
Oh, well, just to impress us.
Okay,
just for
well, take it all off if you don't mind. It's hot. You can just remove the garments.
It's just like church.
Yes.
Yeah, turn to your neighbor.
Turn to your neighbor.
Yeah. And I'm going to give you a little
the password.
Twerk. Yeah, squirt the unicorn.
Oh, yeah. His name is Cornelius.
Cornelius.
Oh,
hi, Cornelius.
Tattoo. I got him in the back. Oh, when I was 16. Back in Flea Market in Koreatown.
Don Cornelius.
I love how you gave him a name.
Okay. Actually, a Playboy Bonnie named him when I was 16.
Well, let me get another.
Any animals on my tattoos don't have names.
Woo!
You're better than me.
And turn around, show off that beautiful body. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I can feel all the followers now gravitating towards you.
DrSuzy.tv or Bonoboville.com. And you will see the fabulous Violet Cox. And you won't see her cock because she doesn't have one. She has a pussy.
That's right.
A beautiful pussy. Yes, indeed.
Oh, wow. I got some of the cold water, too.
That's good.
So, you want to be our altar girl?
Yes.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah.
So that way you
this
don't
is
have to
our religious ritual that we do here in the little love church of the Bonobo Way. You can just sit right there. In fact, let me put the purple under you so you can be all purple.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, yeah, Violet, even more. Oh, wow.
Yeah, pull that out. A little bit. Yeah. A little violet. And the drink is green, though. But that's okay. This is agua. And this is, you know, based on regular communion, which is mostly done in the Catholic Church. So I'll have Jesus over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, except they only give you his,
a wafer.
His blood and a little wafer. Not yeah. even a Big Mac.
He's singing a hymn for us. This is great. It makes it a more authentic, you know, experience.
Okay, move a little to the middle. Middle, yeah, very good. Okay, so now I am going to receive communion from the altar girl, who's Violet Cox. Mm-hmm. And her altar, of course, is her beautiful
chichis,
chichis, nipples, breasties, gazangas. So first I prepare the altar.
Shall I prepare the altar as well?
Preparing the altar. I'm going to salt the altar. Yeah. Yeah, see, we don't use the wafer. We use Himalayan pink salt. Mmm, yummy. So yummy. Can you put your... Oh, well, you can pour one. Okay. Pour two. Pour one for yourself, too. But then she needs a microphone. Oh, you can actually hold your mic with your hand. Where's your mic? How do you feel being an altar girl?
I mean, I didn't know it was going to be this much fun.
This is as religious as you've ever gotten?
Yeah, Lord, absolutely.
Forgive,
Lord,
forgive,
please. Mm, delicious, delicious.
I would go to church twice a week, too, if it was like this.
I am definitely soaking up the salt with my talented tongue. And now you get to waterboard me. Bonobo style. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
So here we go. I lean back and do you want to show her how to do it or?
Oh.
Okay. Are you going to do it? That's too way
That's
too
much.
Much. Oh my goddess.
Okay.
No.
This is left.
Put some
no,
in
no,
there.
No, 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 no.
After that. You have to take...
They want to get me drunk,
You have to take communion responsibly.
I was trying to take advantage of you, Dr. Block.
I know. I saw that. It's a good thing I looked. Wow.
Okay, look now.
Yeah, that might be okay.
Oh, is that too much, too?
It's a lot. It's still a lot. Who said
That's
I gotta take
he
it?
Said. That's what he said.
It's not his show. okay.
I really think that's a little bit.
Oh. Ooh. Yummy. I got waterboarded by my new guest. Fabulous altar girl, Violet.
You want to get waterboarded?
All right. So, did you want to be an altar girl or be a?
I'm up.
You'd have to take your pasties off.
Yeah, either or. Yeah, I can altar or I can do whatever. What do you want me to do? What do you want?
Can I be waterboarded twice?
The altar boy?
Do you want to be an altar girl for our two comedians?
Oh, God.
Oh,
okay.
God. Okay? Is that okay? I don't want to push you.
No, I know. Okay.
Okay, this is a big deal for her. So be good.
So be good.
Okay, so we're going to sit over here. You're going to... So you move over a little bit? Yeah. And... Yeah, you're going to sit down here, and I guess he can take the big agua, and... Okay.
This is like my Bacchanalian rites of passage right here, right?
Yeah, it is. That is a lot.
Yeah, this is like Bacchus, Dionysus. You know, I told him I would get into my Dionysian phase.
This is very Dionysian. And you know, Dionysus... Before Jesus, he was a god who
wine and revelry.
Was into wine and turned water into wine, as well as died and came back to life, brought back to life by his father, Zeus.
He was in the liquor business?
Everybody thinks about suicide,
guys,
but I'm catching
this might not
dead.
Be sexy.
I might be dying.
Okay, it looks sexy already.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's sexy. It's for people who have a tape fetish.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. I know. That's why I like the itty bitty titty committee. Them those are the most sensitive nipples of all. Yeah, that is how you get molested. You lick one and they just latch on to you. You be like, yeah.
Well, it's true that natural boobs are more sensitive than artificial.
Exactly. That's what I tell them. Y'all
looks beautiful. Very beautiful. All right, so move over a little bit more. Okay, and where is the salt? Where did we put the salt? Okay, so now you may lick the altar, prepare the altar. I'll take this.
Oh wait!
Don't drink before you come to the altar.
Okay. Drink before I swim?
No, no. You have to lick the altar.
I wish.
My altar.
It tickles.
All right. And now we put some salt on there.
Okay.
And
kick it again, or what?
And now you lick it again. Now you get the salt. This is the actual body of Dionysus. Yeah. All right. You got it? Okay. Now you get between her legs.
Oh.
And lean back. Lean back. You want to do the honors?
Yeah, there's a lot of heat down here.
All right, now, our Robert Golden, a.k.a. Chico D'Oro, is getting waterboarded bonobo style on DrSusanBlock.tv at the Little Love Church of the Bonobo Way in the village of Bonoboville. Go to bonoboville.com. to watch this amazing event. Okay, where's your... Is your mic on? Yeah, it is. Talking.
Oh, it's on. Yeah, bonoboville.com.
Bonoboville.com.
Yeah, if you like titty nipples, come down.
Yeah, I mean, titty nipples, ass, tummies, but definitely titty nipples.
Titty nipples.
Titty nipples.
You got to be redundant with it.
And we have the fortune of having all real ones tonight.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah. And we're having some fun here in the Little Love Church of the Bonobo Way, here in the new village of Bonoboville with our Violet Cox.
I just promised a harder, less spanking.
Robert Golden. And
so I think she really does want her harder spanking. She said,
yeah,
I was promised a harder
spanking. Let's do that.
She doesn't like empty promises.
Right. I'm going to get a... Actually, he could use a harder spank. They both could, really. All right. I am going to get some good...
A real paddle?
Paddles.
Ooh.
And
you should see this. You need to take a few minutes to look at the speakeasy spank.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, she likes spanking. After the show, I show you this.
I'll actually show it for a moment.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
You can get this. I just raised the price to $40.
Oh, yeah.
You can get this. You just raised it.
Actually, while you're getting spanked, you can read it. So you should get on your hands and knees.
That's a funny story. There's a funny story.
I met a lady in Austin, all right. Texas, and she was like, I got a riding crop in my car. And I was like, what?
Where's your... Oh.
Making fun of my noise.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can put the mic in front of your mouth in case you make any noises.
Oh, yeah.
Like
no, not in front of her ass.
Well, okay. Where do you want me to put the mic? She has a mic in her
hand.
No,
you got to get the mic. You got to get it right under, right there. That's where you put the mic in. That's where you put the mic.
Yeah, there's a heart. A heart. Get on the other side here.
Yeah, that was
whoa.
Mm. Best show on the internet right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right.
Should have two mics for her mouth.
The lady wanted to be spanked hard, and she is getting spanked hard.
Oh.
Smells like sex in here, people. Well, this smells like straight pocket in here right now. This, I can only imagine what it smells like. But yeah, I like it.
Should always do some aftercare, although
Absolutely.
We're not done yet. But we're just...
She was just teasing you.
Doing a little fun stuff to make it feel good. We can spank it again.
Oh.
Harder.
Discipline.
Oh, yeah.
Discipline.
Thank you for identifying this.
Thank you. We never would have got to that conclusion without you. Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Oh, yeah. No, it's good. Mm-hmm. And I am your mother confessor, so I spank you by hand.
I love it.
Where's Lyra Fausto, who was going to tell us about his mother-in-law? Is he on there?
No, he didn't talk to that at all.
Look and see if he's there.
Lyra. He hasn't commented all night.
Oh, but now we're off of Facebook, too. But this is what mommy does to naughty girls. Always consensually, though. Don't spank your children. Everybody out there, spank consenting adults who want to be spanked. I don't believe in corporal punishment for children. Although if you have been spanked, child, it might help you do consensual spanking to help yourself get over it.
Get over it.
Make it yours. Make it your own.
Wait, is my mic on?
Yeah.
This arch is magnificent. This is a nice arch, people. This back.
Yeah.
My butt is all red.
I love it.
Nice red bum.
A nice red bum. And let's see.
A nice big red bum.
Let's spank you a little bit with the violet.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta get the
clogger.
This is like a manual car wash right now. With this micro towel of booty right there.
Yeah. Special for Violet.
Violet, oh me.
Do it on your pussy.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
That tickles?
Yeah.
That tickles.
Okay, now she's making it not tickle.
All of me. Don't bring your checkbook.
He's determined to make this a religious experience no matter what.
No, this is... Right there we go.
I'm not even the one getting spanked and I'm the one screaming, woo, woo, woo! Woo! Or just getting started or had enough?
Yeah. I'm in. Right there,
woo, woo!
There we go. Yeah.
Wow.
Greatest show on television.
And of course, we should spank you with
the speakeasy book. Yeah. Woo! That's a $40 paddle.
Packs a thud.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I'll get naked after
Violet.
Got some really awesome pictures, just so you know. We look at it in a little bit.
Whoa, how you doing there?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Yeah. You want to turn around for everybody? And let's spank these titties a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Whoa. Not a lot of room, but...
Yeah, don't you ever get no boob job. Them titties is perfect.
Tony,
thank you. Yeah.
They are perfect.
She grew them herself during puberty.
I did.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know, in middle school, all the boys used to tell me, they'd be like, you have such a nice ass, but you have no tits. Then as I got older, everyone's like, we love your small tits. I'm like, me too.
You know, school can be very sort of depressing.
Yeah, I had to masturbate a lot to get through it.
Anything more than a mouthful is too much.
All boobs are great boobs.
You know, I agree. I think all
boobs...
Yeah,
all boobs are great boobs.
Guys have very definite opinions about boobs. Some women do.
I mean, they're just like marshmallows with nipples. They're just one.
Well, you said more than a mouthful is too much, so you obviously have your preferences.
Yeah, I got a preference, but I ain't going to say no. What I like is women with kids is lactating because breast milk is delicious.
Okay, I'll show my nipple. Okay, let's spray the nipple. Everybody.
Oh, if you do it, I have to do it too.
Yeah.
That's the
move. Let me go on and show mine. Show my titties.
We're all going to show our nipples.
Bam! Look at that. No.
Betsy, yeah, you're the one always wanting to show everybody your nipples. Come on, Betsy. You're the one always wanting to show.
Oh, she loves to show her nipples. Come on.
Get you to like scratch her scratch her belly. And
now she's just scratching herself.
Yeah, now she's just scratching herself. The one time it's okay to show your nipples, Betsy, you don't want to do it. You have no interest.
Okay, here we are. Free the nipple. Are we free? I don't see us on here yet, but I guess we're behind.
Okay, this still... I guess I just got to pick this off. No, I mean, I didn't know this was going to be such a pain in the ass.
That looks
good. No, let's go.
What?
See that right?
What?
Breast shows exactly what censorship is.
Oh, my right foot.
Can't see shit.
Can't see shit.
Okay, brothers and sisters. We have spanked, and hopefully you have wanked. How much? 4 minutes. So let's just tell everybody where... find you.
Oh yeah.
Where can people find you on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm most active on Twitter right now. It's at Violet Cox with 3 X's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Triple X.
Violet Cox. Triple X.
Whoa, Violet Cox. Triple
and do you have your own site yet?
Yeah, you gotta have your own site. You gotta be your own hoe. Don't you let them take that from you.
My OnlyFans is launching this week, so look out for that.
Yeah,
it's gonna be wild.
And you also...
Do you want to give your Insta or no?
Sure. No. Instagram. No?
No.
My
Oh, that's...
Oh, okay, sorry.
Because Instagram
discrimination. Twitter is where it's at.
Worker, so...
Oh, okay, sure.
So I
she's not on Insta.
I forgot to tell you, Rob, that I was impressed that you've gone to sex workers, or at least one.
I did what?
Well, that's what Sunshine
the one
told
time.
Me.
You told me
that you paid a $47. I talked it down.
$47.
Yeah, I Jewed it down. That's because I'm golden. I Jewed it down.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
Wow, that's some deal.
I went in there and she had a U-Haul blanket on the bed. Yeah, she had industrial strength condoms. I couldn't feel a damn thing. Yeah, it was. Because I was a broke bitch and I was like, I couldn't help but help you. You know what I'm saying?
Aww.
He did it out of the kindness of his heart.
And you met her on the street?
No, I met her on a Tinder. And then she. Yeah, because
sex workers are tender.
For $50.
Yeah. I told them that if I get married, it's going to be to a retired sex worker. Because I want a woman whose pussy is so beat up, the only thing she want to do is love.
What? Okay.
You know, I don't know.
She's like, wait a minute. I think I need to
break
a pie.
That doesn't sound like a woman wants to be that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that story.
But I'm gonna beat up Trump right now.
Okay, yeah. If we're gonna beat
some pussy.
I don't know if anybody else wants to beat him with me. But
beat up Trump.
I'm gonna beat him up.
Yeah, I'm gonna act out my boyhood fetish.
Yeah.
Right up between bed. All these women right there.
I'm spanking these big, obnoxious balls. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I have not been so distracted by Mr. Epstein that I don't remember what a president you are and how you are inspiring mass murderers, putting children in concentration camps, sending ICE in to arrest people who are working. And by the way, I would just like to say, all you people that say that immigrants are stealing your jobs, I want you to go to that Koch Brothers factory in Alabama and take these people's jobs, because they're gone. They deported them. And so you take their jobs cleaning chickens and gizzards.
I ain't going down there to clean no chickens.
Somebody got chicken.
Well, then don't say that immigrants are taking your jobs.
When you think you're too good to do fast food.
Well, the only immigrant that's taken a job is Melania.
Melania, yeah.
That's the only immigrant that's taken a job.
And Melania got her whole family in here.
Right.
Yeah, the chain migration.
Yeah, something.
You just bit.
I couldn't help myself.
Who are you biting?
That's he bit her.
Oh, you bit her.
That's Rumpel right there.
This is like okay a three-year-old in play school or something. And daycare center. The one kid in the daycare center, you have to watch it. That one bites. That one bites. Hey, stay away. That one bites.
Yeah, it is like a kiddie thing to do.
This is Southern California justification right here.
Southern California.
Yeah, I'm like, I've been an adult.
I went to the Dr. Seuss blog show. My life is complete. I can die happy now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you can't live the life Riley.
You got to follow the bonobo way.
What is the
bonobo way? Is inspired by the real make love not war bonobo chimpanzees who swing through the trees as well as with each other.
She's talking about the bonobos.
What are you doing interrupting
me? Something out of my ass and I felt it.
Okay, you asked me about bonobos.
You
have to respect the female.
Yes.
As a bonobo, good bonobo boy is going to respect the female, and then the girls will give you some if you're good.
That sounds very
bonobo. That's how
bonobo.
It works. If you don't respect the female, they can beat you up.
And they can kick you out of the bonobo
and
group.
And you might be bigger than one of them, but if three of them gang up on you,
you know what?
You're out of luck.
Better and better and better.
But you know, and they make peace through pleasure. They make love, not war. They actually use sex to diffuse violent tension. They have a lot of sex, and there's never been a bonobo seen killing another bonobo in the wild or captivity. So we have a lot to learn from them. I'm not saying we should act just like bonobos, because they're a little Jeffrey Epstein in a way.
Okay, well,
put the dividing line at 13, or 18 for that matter. But we shouldn't act like bonobos. We are humans, but we should be inspired by bonobos. I mean, we shouldn't act just like bonobos. We also shouldn't live in trees. And for the most part, except for Bonoboville Communion, we shouldn't be eating while eating. Right?
I beg to differ. I like the love.
They love to combine food and sex, which would give most humans indigestion. But I have a feeling it would.
I got an honest question. What about this oral sex? I'm fascinated by the oral sex.
Okay, you mean licking or do you mean listening?
The oral,
A-U-R-A-L, is sex that you hear. It's the sounds of sex. Moans and groans and words of love and lust and kink and wildness.
I think I'm gifted at that. I'm gifted oral.
Well, you should
sex.
Try it. Go on Reddit. And do a little tape of your giftedness.
No, I do stuff. You know, I
and then people can,
you
know, like...
A rose that only blooms in winter. You know, you're my winter rose.
Drawing a poem for you, right?
You know, I'm very poetic. Like,
we'll have to bring you back another time.
Yeah, back.
Can you pull out...
That's what he said. Yeah. Then 9 months later.
What?
I don't know why it's so close and just showing my face instead of. Can we make that so that it shows everybody?
It's delayed.
I'm gonna keep working.
Oh, okay.
Stop, Susan.
Okay, cool.
Good,
right? So.
I used to be a sex. Now I'm
just a machine.
No, I'm just
a machine.
Okay, so.
Hey, don't forget to pick up the Speakeasy magazine.
Oh, yes.
You're going to be able to find it on 8 books now.
This one's Spank?
This is Spank and Art. Yep.
Do we have another camera? The,
you know what? Like Speakeasy
regular
is like
camera?
People talk trash.
Okay.
Splash
it shows everything.
About food.
Yeah. So make like bonobos, not baboons.
Exactly.
Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love. I'm going to hit you with my book.
Knowledge is power.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Read the bonobo way or get read by it.
Oh, yeah. That's it right there. That's it. Oh, man.
Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. Yeah.
You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime.
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question, or play out a fantasy, or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make-love-not-war great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain, and have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, learn the Bonobo way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Hear that buzz? That's Komodo Bunny.